Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio. It gives me great privilege, and surely I am highly honored to be able to come to you live on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday. And I am ecstatic when I come on, because there's so much we can talk about, brothers and sisters. This show is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Miraj Presents. And we try to come to you every evening from Monday to Sunday, 7 days a week, for 52 weeks out of the year. These broadcasts will come to you. And we specialize in the tafsir of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and we are students of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad. Hope alive. We have tried to instill in most people that where there's a will, there's a way. And because of this world today and what's going on in America, can make one go astray. It can make one to hesitate and procrastinate and not allow themselves to grow in society. Today's society is in an uproar, and rightfully so. And yes, they are attacking Islam, but it is written in the Holy Quran that these things will happen, that darkness will hit Islam. And it comes but so often. But it's nothing but a trial to we believers, we who has established here in America that we are here to stay. Islam is a religion, but we, the believers in Islam, understands that Allah, the God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies his name, has created the religion of Islam. So there's no fear in us when one attacks us, because you just think about it. And that a religion that God created, why would God need us to protect it? Well, why do God need us to make our salats, which is prayer? Allah doesn't need us to do anything. But he is pleasing to us, and he's pleasing to your soul. And when something pleases your soul, you pleases God. For he will not help a people that will not help themselves. He will not help a people that will not change that which is bothering their soul. This is not me talking. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on Blog Talk Radio, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, will try to establish the tafsir of Imam Wallace Muhammad so we never lose it, and try to motivate you with the understanding takes your effort, and it takes your time, and it takes the peer of your heart to want to see it for his true self. Or if in fact you don't do any of that, you will not see the words of God as is written for you to connect the dots. We have several people today that make statements that doesn't really apply, but it only shows their unintelligence, that they will say that Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad does not have a tafsir.
Quite sure they have no clue in Arabic words.
The tafsir of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad is an understanding that God has given us human beings to understand what Allah means when he says certain things in the Holy Quran. But not only in the Holy Quran, in the Torah, in the idea that we refer to as the Bible. The word of God does not change, brothers and sisters. Is consistent. People have tried to change certain things that's written about God Almighty. And so God created the Holy Quran so we can get it straight.
Right.
It's not too large for small things and not too small for large things. That Allah just address the things that's bothering the world. For you believe that there's another God besides God. For you to believe that a man is the son of God. For you believe that the creation of God, there's more creators that created the universe. Science, mathematics, all these various different entities is the will of Allah. Man has went in each one of these fields, and you see these beautiful, gorgeous properties that's created by man that are architects. But that's the will of God. He instilled that into man, and man has the ability to bring it to fruition. This is only to bear witness that how in the world was you able to create that? Well, it's in our nature. We have ability to bring things insignificant, magnify it to be significant, and my God, show it to the world. And when one look at something that they're not capable of doing, they say, wow. This is God's creation. And when you don't give the credit to God, you get no more. Because you become selfish or you believe it's you. When in fact, it's the will of God. Now, I know you commit crimes and you make mistakes. And you may ask the question, and it's an intelligent question, is God in those mistakes? No, he is not. So why are you able to do it? He permits you. He gave you the ability to be able to make mistakes. He created you to make mistakes. Yes. So if you chose wrong over top of right, he'll permit it because he created you to have that ability. But the difference of the continuity of right is one is long-lasting. In this world and in hereafter, wrong is temporarily. Temporarily what? Temporarily a permanent heaven for hell. Yes, you're going to catch hell when it runs out. When man's time runs out, you're going to catch hell. If you go to the institutions, the prison institutions, to most of those criminals, they would say, I shouldn't have chosen wrong. Because it's temporarily heaven for permanent hell. And these are the simple common sense that one should come to grasp in their mind what Allah wants from us. He didn't create us just to walk around and dictate and lead men and women astray. And he surely didn't give us the ability to make us think that we are legends in our own mind. And most of us get stuck on stupid and we don't allow ourselves to judge what is right and what is wrong. You just go for anything. And tonight I wanted to do something a little different. And I wanted to go into certain things to advocate the right side of the Holy Quran. I'm not no Arabic teacher, and I don't claim to be one. But Imam Wallace D. Muhammad taught me, and I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I take pride in saying that. And I remember distinctly, confirmed by a brother who I have a lot of respect for, his ability of understanding the tafsir of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And I listened carefully to him that I understood, and he said it. He said, the Imam used to tell me to put everything on the board. When he's speaking the Arabic, he used to write it. He said, well, one day he didn't write it because the Imam was writing. And this was his words, I will quote if I can recollect. I'm not here, brothers and sisters, as your Imam to teach you Arabic. Anybody can do that. He said, but what I am here is to use the words in the Holy Quran that fit your everyday life. You should know the meaning of why Allah says what he says to us. and then apply it in your everyday life, and you will now understand the Word of God. I got it. That's a big difference. To say it, to read it, and don't comprehend it. To say you have the understanding, but you cannot connect the dots. And so no one has come in over here from a foreign country and teach the so-called American Negroes that came up from mud and woke up that they were dead, deaf, and blind. How did we learn who we are? Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him paradise, he got us in motions to want to learn more about who we are. But he didn't teach us Arabic. And he operated on the level in which we could comprehend. But to some people that he knew had it, knew that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew it, but he didn't come here to teach us that. Because he understood that we was babies and you can't feed babies steak. So I give him credit for being a mercy to us. Unlike some man that says, I don't like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because he did not teach us the Sunnah. You know, that's amazing to me. That an individual that was deaf, dumb, and blind, an individual that came from a family had nothing, an individual that wasn't going anywhere and was oppressed, an individual that drank, an individual that didn't even know how to pray, but thought that Jesus was God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad changed all of that, which is a miracle. Which is a miracle. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was able to change all of that in the individuals. But yet today, they say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught shirk and didn't teach us what he knew. Well, now I understand why most of them that don't like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for their innuendos and accusations that had no validity to it, I can understand that now because most of them don't like their own mama. So I'm quite sure if they didn't like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, well, how in the world could they like their mother and their father because they didn't teach them anything? They taught them how to eat pork because they fed it to them. They did not change that Jesus was God. They did not change that Jesus was not the Son of God. So they don't like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They want to hate their parents. And that's a great metaphor because you shouldn't hate your parents for not knowing. But that's how unintelligent they are. And you know what a devil is, brothers and sisters? The way the devil rule is with innuendos and accusations. And so you go for the okey-doke. If you understand that word, you're telling your age. Okey-doke. So you go for the trick and the con. That's Satan. So you should never speak of anything you have actual facts of. Let's look at that. Because that happened during the time of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. That happened. Because he was traveling. It was a caravan. And when the Prophet got up to move out, the caravan had to move. Well, his wife was left behind, and the brother that was making sure she was okay was left behind with the wife. They couldn't catch up, so they turned around and went back home. And when Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came back home days later, in the windows an accusation that the brother and his wife was committing adultery. Now, that would mess up any man. He's human. He's a man. But the difference is Allah was teaching him. So Allah sent the angel Jibril and told the Rasuli that this was getting ready to happen, but give them the juice of the Quran. And this is how it became a surah of the Quran. Tell them to bring you four witnesses. Not one, not two, not three, four. Each one of them have to tell the same story. Story do they have to tell? That they literally seen that man enter into that woman. And if they cannot articulate exactly what happened, then it's in the windows and accusations. And if in fact they lie on assumption, they will be charged with it as if they had done it. Now this is the story of the Quran. Then you tell me, brothers and sisters, how could a man spread a rumor that Imam Waruddin Muhammad doesn't know Tafsir? You know why he can make a statement like that? Because he's unintelligent, and you don't see it. You should say, oh, Allah, I thank you that I ain't stuck on stupid like that individual to make that accusation, that in the window, follow Satan's way and say that he's a believer in El-Islam. How is it that you don't like your mother, you don't like your father because they didn't stop you from eating pork? How is it that they didn't stop you from alcohol? Why did they not stop you from committing adultery? So you hate your parents. Now, you may not come out and say that because they are siblings that will wear your tail. Coward then and you're a coward now. Because if you believe that, you'd have came out and said it. So you think you're saying something when you say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad committed shirk? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't teach us what he knew? Doesn't make sense. But they are in the windows of accusations. In the 21st century, brothers and sisters, how is it that you're going to make an accusation in the window that Imam Waruddin Muhammad does not have a tafsir? Inshallah, hopefully that's my talk tonight, that we pay attention to the things that sends us another direction. For all this hell that's going on in America, why, brothers and sisters, the Republicans are fighting against one another. And you believe that this is not a sign. You don't believe that. You don't believe that this is not a sign to you and I. For Allah will send you his signs. And then we make statements that Obama has not done anything. Then we also come to the conclusion in our mind that we ain't voting for anyone. And we also say that if you following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, committing shirk and you will go to hell. That is a radical understanding. And then you wonder why that Donald Trump says openly, I'm not saying there's some good, there's no good Muslims out there. I'm saying, who the hell are they? Because I don't know the difference of a good one or a bad one. Now, that's a statement coming from a rich man. However, it has legs, meaning all of us heard it. But how do we defend it? Well, let me ask you a question. Did you prepare for the fire? Because they tell you put burglar alarms in the house. They tell you have fire extinguishers in the house in case there's a fire. So how did you protect what a man like Donald Trump would say, and there's no repercussion? Talking about physical repercussion, I'm talking about simple common sense. That means what we are doing in America, we ain't living up to us being the crown of creation. We're not living up to that we've been chosen by God to accept El-Islam. We're not living up to that this is the religion that only God created. Because if you got all those attributes, why are we in the predicament that we are in now? So I want to be able to bring this all to fruition, inshallah. But this was not my talk for the day. But as I see and hear, and I'm not stepping on the people that gives me these information. No, I believe that because you got to me, that was the will of Allah. Now, what do I do with it? You see, I'm not just talking to my immediate family. I'm not talking to my wife or my children. I'm not just talking to my cousins or my neighbor. When you pick up this phone and you're on Blog Talk Radio, you're talking to the world. And don't you forget it. The world is listening. And so you have to be able to plant a seed. You remember what the Deen Muhammad says, Janaza, you teach. Wedding, you teach. Get together, you teach. Juma, you teach. Talim, you teach. Wherever there's a group of people, you plant the seed. This is what he meant with the Muhammad Abbey. Well, now I'm talking to the whole world. So the whole world is listening. And if you want any of these playback, you just go to New Africa, Excellence, where I speak, and play it back. So you ain't got no excuse. Now, I was working during this time. I was training during this time. Partying during this. I had another agenda during this time. So go to the library when you get time. Because it sits right there. Just punch in New Africa, Excellent, Mirage Speak, and put in the date you want. That's modern technology. So we're talking to the world. There's over a billion computers out there, and they can tune in to us if Allah see fit that they tune in. Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. There was wars that took place, and Allah said, I want to bring in the Islamic world, put it on the screen, and maybe you'll get an opportunity to see how Allah works. Because the Islamic world operated as minorities. Judaism been here. Christianity been here. Paganism been here before El Islam. So we had to fight with less than our enemy. But in the Islamic world, they would give their life for Allah, not for what man says to do, for Allah. And I can give you some history to confirm what I'm saying to you. Abu Bakr, the son-in-law of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very wealthy man. He married his daughter. So he was close. Everybody knew Abu Bakr, Ali, these were warriors. And there was that war. Enemy. Threw him down. Took his sword to take his head off. And as he reached back, the man spit right in his face. Kill me. He put the sword back. And the enemy said to Abu Bakr, well, why don't you kill me? He said, I don't know if I'm killing you because I don't like what you just did out of anger, or if I'm killing you with God's name. Now, that's powerful, brothers and sisters, because you can't take a life because someone did something to you. But when he thought he was in his right to kill him with God's name, that would have took his life. But if it ain't with God's name, you can't do it. How in the world men running around killing people, innocent people, and say that's God's will? You know what we have a problem with, brothers and sisters? A brother get up there and he will say, we'll defend El-Islam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What is he saying? God is great. Was he right? Yes, he was right. El-Islam will never die. Allahu Akbar. There it go again. Brothers and sisters, we will give our life for Allah. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, you should not let anybody slay your children. You give your life. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go out and take heads. Allahu Akbar. Oh. Did you think before you said Allahu Akbar? Yes, Allah is the greatest. But you don't condone that. You shut up. Don't say a word. I can't bear witness to that. Well, how do you sit there and let men reside over you and lead you astray? This is stupidity, that you go to the masjid and you get nothing, nothing whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Now, you ain't saying it loud, but you're saying it because you're condoning it. How is it that a man can come into a city and reside over you as an imam and take your money? Now, that's unheard of in North, but it's happening. And then allow someone to take it to another state. And then they get paid, called hush money, and don't even tell you about it. And you condone it. Then they lose the masjid. Loses all your sacred belongings, including the Holy Quran, in the garbage. And you follow that individual. What did you say? Allahu Akbar, without even thinking. So you lose your dignity and your pride out of your home. My brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, it'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack, that any bank or any group or any government took a synagogue away from the Christians or away from the Jews. You ain't finding that here in America. No one wants to touch the holy place and take it. But you allow, and don't blame it on no one that don't look like us, the same people that walks amongst us. All about what? Now is the money. Now, this ain't no in the windows of accusation. This is reality. Then they form a new corporation and want to create call a convention. To what? So you can pay. So what? So that little money can grow that they took from hush money. How is it that you sit in a masjid, and as one imam says, like a circus, and you listen to a man cursing at you because he ain't learned no Dixon or he's cursed. Now, he can't use the English language. How is it that you sit on land for decades, plural, and don't develop it? But that's your leaders. How is it that you have groups that y'all come together and you talk about how you can go on a vacation, how you can lay on the out in the sun, how you can take money and have a good time, but you will not put no money together to build anything in the city? Why, brothers and sisters, from all the way from T-Neck to Atlantic City, I'm talking about the African-American Muslims, were cut up in different cliques. Call them tribes. Maybe that's more dignified. But they're all doing the same thing, the individuals. All in the name of using religion. But none of these entities have done anything for the babies that's outdoor. None of these religions have done anything for the seniors that's eating dog food because they can't afford nothing else. None of these entities have come together to help the abused women. And some coward that doesn't know if he or she puts his hand on a female. And then you wonder why you can't progress. New Africa LLC, New Africa Excellence, we are new, brothers and sisters, because we was tricked and conned, sold to come over here. But none of that culture is in us anymore. 400 years, how the hell are we going to remember that culture? But our ancestors come from there. But we knew. Allah made us new. We ain't hung up on no beads, Mary beads. We're not hung up on no carpet that's made from out the country. We ain't hung up on the rituals. Not those who follow Imam Muhammad. who established prayer in America amongst the African Americans. Now, I'm not saying, brothers and sisters, that I don't love my brothers. I put everything in perspective. So let me say this to all of you that is listening. Let's use simple common sense. If we all went to Vietnam, do you know that there's mines over there that was plot during the Vietnam War that you would lose your limb if you step on it? Do you know that you can lose your life walking through Vietnam and you don't know nothing about Vietnam? So don't common sense say, go get you a guide. Who are you going to get? Oh, I'm going to get this Italian. Italy. Oh, I'm going to get this Pakistani. He's from Pakistan. Oh, I'm going to get this American. He's from America. Don't it make common sense to get in Vietnam, the Viet Cong? Brother, show me around this country. What way should I walk? How should I walk? And tell me how I get along with the government here. This is their life. That's their country. So we are new, Africa. We are African, but we are new because our country is America. They can give you $1 billion and send you over to Africa. What part you want to live in? Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya? What part you want to live in? Guarantee you coming back. Why? The sun too damn hot for you. The food don't even breathe with the water gives you diarrhea. So you're going to run back here. And you is a billionaire over there. So you're American. Now how is it that our ancestors slaved for over 400 years, 400 years, and learned how to get along with this evil mentality called America? And all of them was white, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called them all devils, because they act like a devil and made you think that you was one-fifth animal. That's a hell of a thing to do to a group of people. But we withstand it. And 100 years ago, we began to read. Now today, we're doctors, lawyers, engineers, and et cetera. But you come to America, and you don't come to the African Americans. So let's put the general African American side. I'm talking about now El Islam. El Islam was established over here, just the name El Islam. But it was called Islam. It was called the Holy Quran. It was called Salam Aleikum. It was called Ramadan. All these words came through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, including the Holy Quran. But until Imam Wali Muhammad studied it, and Allah proved to the whole world, look what I've done. That they referred to as the Lost Found Nation. Yeah, we was lost, and we was a nation, and we were sent over here. And tell me what African came to free us, not one. Are you hating on them? No. I'm telling you the history, and I'm just enlightening you that we are blessed because our ancestors fought it for us to stand upright and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There's no God but God. Allah is the God. And Muhammad is the seal of all the prophets. Yes, we learned that in spite of what all happened. So here come my Islamic brother from Pakistan, from India, from Turkey, from Syria, from Saudi Arabia. Here they all come in America and they never talk with us. Think about it. Never came to us and asked us what do they think. Now when you get to meet them, ask them, brother, you are a doctor. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe you don't understand. One of the most educated countries, damn near, is the Filipinos of the whole Asian world. Number one in education. Number two was Thailand. Competition. Some year it was first. So all of them, with no money, third world country, are taught education. You wonder why. You talking to this very distinguished person with the right diction and the right pronunciation, you think you're talking to American. No, they're the Filipinos. Now, why are they on our telephone? Because over there, your $20 is like $1,000 in their currency. So American can buy cheap over there. So your calls go, you know how they say, I'm going out, so I'm going to transfer my calls to my mother's house. Well, they transferred the calls to over there in the Philippines.
Good morning. May I help you, please?
Theoretically speaking, I think I can help you, madam. And you think it's here in America. That's what you think. You think it's here in America, the language fluently. So you can't come over here unless you speak our language. And there are doctors over there. Yes, surgeons. But when you come to America, when you come to America, brothers and sisters, you are a nurse. Oh, America is good in what they say. I don't care what you are in that country. Over here, you're a nurse. And you got to go back to our school to get your doctor degree in this country. So they make them go to school for 5 more years. Over, surgeons. Now go into the hospital and just look around. And you say, whoa, Milan, you correct. Ask them where they from. Where are you from? I'm from the Philippines. 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 Can I ask you another question? What is your degree in the Philippines? Oh, I'm a doctor. Well, what are you doing being a nurse? Oh, that's the laws and the rules of America. I have to be a nurse and give back to this country. So they all got doctors up in there. But the title of nurse, why, brothers and sisters? Because doctors make 6 figures and more. But a nurse, they may get 50,000. So they got doctors operating as a nurse because they got to go through the trial and error and rules and regulations of America. That's okay. So now 5 years. Now you got your degree. But then you got to give them residency of the hospital. Me and you on call, buddy. You got to give back. But you didn't have your private practice. Go ahead and make your $1 million. But you come into this hospital, and you must serve for what we have done for you. And that's why all those doctors are in hospitals. Now, I ask you a question. Where did they get the language from? Well, they had to study a second language in their foreign country. Yes, the Pakistanis. They don't speak English, but they better learn it if they want to make money here. And they can't make that kind of money in their country. So they got to come over here and make money. And the bigger the degree, the more you make. So they can build these masjids. Because one individual doctor can write the check. But now there are thousands of them. So you wonder why in that neighborhood, these $3 million, $4 million major conglomerate buildings going up called masjids. They're professional. And some of them are married to doctors. So that means they've been here. Why are we just meeting them? Because in their country, brother, they don't believe that the African American is a Muslim. Woo! They don't believe you got this. And you know why? The same fool that stuck on stupid that said Imam Waruddin Muhammad doesn't know the tafsir. He has none. Why, brother? Because we hate one another. So why the hell should they love you and you hate yourself in kind? You have no respect for yourself in kind. Why, you want to talk like them, walk like them, but you ain't got the economics like them. Because they ain't letting you in that part. Brother Sheikh, how you doing? Assalamu alaikum, oh, you my mentor. That's an insult of both man's, his mentor. Mentor means you know more than I know and you can guide me, but you got nothing, anything, but you my mentor. He's a millionaire. You a broke man trying to marry women so you can work on them, but you their mentor. Go for it. Now, this is a metaphor. Call me up. I'm your mentor. If you wealthy, I'll smack the hell out of you for lying to me. I'm fired up tonight because I heard a lot of things that bothers me. I've seen a lot of things. If we don't bring it to fruition, brother, we're going to stay deaf, dumb, and blind. And all I want to do is enlighten you. You're going to get this. Now, you can hang the phone up, and you might come to the knowledge next week and just go to the library. or you can sit there and you can listen to more, because this is how I talk. I'm a free spirit. Remember, Wallace Dean Muhammad made me free, and I don't fear anyone, and I can say what I know is an actual fact, because all I do is give you the Quran on the right side, and I take the words that I'm going to teach you how much Arabic I know. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. You don't have to guess. I don't know no Arabic. Because I know the difference of Arabira and Arabic. Don't you call the right side of the Quran Arabic. Now, why you say that, Ron? Because the Arabs had to learn Arabia. They never heard the name Allah. They never heard the name Quran, Musa. They, in their language, it has a similarity of the Kaaba. If they knew what the Kaaba meant, why was they walking around the Kaaba butt naked? Why did they have idol gods in the Kaaba? So how intelligent could they have been? Allah raised one from amongst them. And then they wanted to take credit for him when they realized that Allah has blessed him. But he raised him as an Arab not. He's not an Arab. Well, Muhammad came out of the womb of an Arab. He came from a seed of an Arab. You see how you're stuck on stupid? Allah taught him. And this is why Allah says in the Holy Quran, he lived a lifetime of a human being. 40 years. He never wavered. He never followed that kind of thinking. In spite of what all was around him. Kept his moral decency, his honesty, and his integrity. And he loved mankind. All of mankind. So they wanted to kill him. Because he said God is one. And he said, I'm the messenger of God. The messenger of God. Because God has no prophets. I'm the messenger of God. I'm a prophet to you. Oh, they wanted to chase him and kill him. That was too strong for them. But he raised a human being. So you can't put no nationality title on Muhammad the prophet. Because if you had did that, brothers and sisters, can't say he's for all humanity. Because his nationality will crash with the brothers in China. His nationality will crash with the brothers in Spain. His nationality will crash with the brothers in Africa. His nationality will crash with the brothers in Germany. Who wants to follow a man that doesn't have my nationality? So Allah raced nationality from Muhammad the prophet and said, you are the child of Adam. And during Adam's time, there was no such thing as religion, and there was no such thing as nationality. We was upright human beings. So Allah taught Muhammad the prophet for 40 years. And now he's ready to be the messenger of God. Well, how did he teach him? He was working through his nature. Well, Murad, how could he teach him when Muhammad the prophet, prayers of peace upon him, didn't know? Well, let's look at it, brothers. History is rewarded for all research. Let's go back to the history. What did he say to Iblis and his angels? Bow to my creation. And those who was acting like angels, I will not bow down to mud and that which will cause more mischief in the land. Bloodshed. More bloodshed. Allah said, when I breathe into Adam some of my spirit, then you bow to him. And Iblis didn't want to bow. Came to life. Assalamu alaikum. Allah turned to the angels and said, tell me your names. And Allah said to Adam, began to tell all the angels their names. Because the angels said, we don't know our names, Lord. We only know what you teach us. Then how did Adam know their names coming from the earth? Mud, dirt, dust and mold and shape into a human being when he breathed into him his spirit. So he taught Adam to breathe into him. So that's the intelligence of the human being. Now, how do you know that, and how the hell do you think that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't taught by God? Through his what? Through his nature. And that's what I'm talking to right now, to your nature, because your head is all confused. You're all wrapped up. Oh, I'm Pakistani. Oh, I'm Arab. Oh, I'm Latino. Oh, I'm an African-American. Oh, man, I'm a female. Oh, I'm a male. You're all wrapped up on the physical and don't understand that Allah operates through your nature. Satan can mess your mind up. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, and I'm going to quote him, an excellent quote. Allah just sent it to me. Tell him what Elijah said. Since y'all thought he committed shirk. He said, on the final day of judgment, final day, listen, on the final day of judgment, that you're going to say, the devil made me do it. Where do you think Flip Wilson got it from? The devil made me do it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, no, the devil going to say, called you and you simply came. That's powerful. That's powerful, brothers and sisters. The devil can't make you do nothing that it ain't in you that you always wanted to do. You know, I always wanted to freak with three women. Who made you do it? The devil? You know what, sister? I always wanted to have another woman. So us three women, let's get together. Who made you do it? The devil? You know what? Let's have a freak party. Who made you do it? The devil? Well, I'm going to step out on my husband. And he ain't going to know I'm going to be with this man. Who made you do it? The devil? Well, you know, I'm going to abuse this sister. Who made you do it? The devil? No, brother. Allah didn't give him that power. He does not have that kind of power. But he can trick you. He can deceive you. And he can call you. Ah, you know you want this drug. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Just try this drug. And you wake up 25 men that had you. You was all messed up in the head. See what the head does to you? That little bitty thing that sits on your shoulder. God gave it power. But you broke down. Now you can't rule your earth. Well, I don't have no earth. Oh, you don't. Look in the mirror. When you die, where it's going? Back in the earth, where it comes from. That's earth. Allah gave you that earth. And you are over top of that earth. But if your head don't mess up, you're going to mess up the earth and yourself. You can change your mind right away. Put some drugs there, you don't change. Put some alcohol here, you don't change. If you read scripture, brothers and sisters, the number one trick with Satan is alcohol. But it's an umbrella. They don't say, oh, he's a rehabilitating drug addict. They say he's an alcoholic. Because that's the major word. That's the mother word for anything that changes your mind. So what falls on it? All of drugs. CPC, coke, bombing fluid. That's what you smoke that's got blunts. All that comes under what? Alcohol. Why? It changes your mind. Wine. You drink enough wine, you tipsy. You do things, you slur. So the mind is powerful. You know what they say in the Negro Foundation? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Yeah, that's a great statement. But you're wasting it. On what? Alcohol. On what? Dope. On what? Sex. On what? Procrastination. On what? Not wanting anything for yourself. So it's being told to you. You just can't put the connection together. So Satan can only trick you, deceive you, con you, make the glitter feel like it's everything. But when you're in your right state of mind, you make sound decisions. Can't let nothing intoxicate that divine mind. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. Thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable, noble servant, messenger of God, his father that salute. And that tradition of salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophets as mentioned in the Bible as well as given into the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallah wa deen. You see, brothers and sisters, we like to open up with Bismillah. And you don't have to say it loud. Allah knows your thoughts before you think it. I heard Imam Wadi Muhammad say that if you put your food in your mouth and you didn't say Bismillah, now one scholar says, then you put the devil in your mouth. Imam said, that's not so. Allah knows your heart. And when you come back after two or three spoonfuls and say, Bismillah, Allah rewards you greater because you remember Allah. Make a whole lot of sense. We use words like he or she ain't a Muslim. It's so unintelligent. Change that, brother and sister. Don't ever take the nature of the human being away from them. If he's drunk, he's a drunk Muslim. Is he a homosexual? He's a homosexual Muslim. Is she a dyke? She's a dyke Muslim. If he's ugly, he's an ugly Muslim. What is a Muslim? It means they accepted Christianity. Oh, come on with that kindergarten stuff. So all those under Christianity is not a Muslim. No. So you don't love your mother. No, she ain't a Muslim. Thank Allah that Imam Wadi Muhammad was moved by his nature ever since he was 4 years old. Oh, I know, that's too far-fetched, because in your mind, that Mary had a baby without the aid of a man, but you didn't know and didn't have no inkling of a thought that Adam came here with Eve without a human being. So Allah did that, but he can't do it again. And because he did it twice, you don't think he's been doing it all the time? Well, your Lord is consistent. Knowledge, you will never get to the end of that knowledge. It's operating right now, because this is all new knowledge to you. So how do you call one not a Muslim? When everything in creation is a Muslim. Everything. Now I know we have got to the point, okay, the one who submit to the will of God is a Muslim. Well, hell, man, who operating your heart? Who is operating your kidneys? Who is operating your liver? Who is operating the food that you digest? How the hell do you digest it? Are you in charge or Allah sends his angels that submits to him to put the nourishing of the food in the proper perspective when it comes through your body? So that nature submits to the will of God. You cannot touch it and take away from it. You can harm it. You can try to destroy it. But you will never take the nature of the human being away from it. For everything got to go to sleep, and so do the human being. And the human being don't awaken himself. Allah awakens you. Can I say that? Now let's deal with the religion. Those who's in Islam, are you in Christianity? No, so you ain't no Christian. Is Christianity in Islam? No, so they ain't in Islam. Likewise with Judaism, likewise with any other religion, Buddhism. That's religion, brother. That's not the nature of the human being. And the nature of the human being was created when Allah breathed into Adam. But who was a Muslim before that? The jinn. And who was a Muslim before the jinn? The angels. So those are Muslims. Some of the jinns learned how to be a devil. And they operate as an imp for Satan. But they are Muslim in their nature. They was created to obey Allah, but they had a choice. And some of them chose to be evil. Well, Mariah, how do you know that? Well, the Holy Quran says, There's a group of gents that heard a beautiful recital. What recital, brother? I know James Brown. Papa got a brand new band. What recital did they hear? The gin was here before, so what recital they heard, Brother Sheikh? They heard the words of Allah, the Holy Quran. You got so far off, you didn't know that your nature was the Holy Quran. So Allah had to raise a mercy amongst us, Muhammad the Prophet, and made sure that no man can take credit. And had him operating for 40 years as an upright human being. You call yourself an imam, ain't been an imam for 40 years, and you operate as a thief and a coward, trickery and a con. So who teaching you, brother? Because Allah said he taught the prophet. Imam said, get in that Holy Quran, and if your heart is pure, Allah will teach you directly. Wow, that's powerful. But you got some man teaching you, and that's why you want to look like him. You can take a child and teach that child, brother so-and-so is the daddy. And that child will grow up and have no doubt in her mind that that's her daddy. And love that man. He will love her. But then here comes Satan through the woman and tell her, that ain't your daddy. Well, she's old enough to understand now that's not her daddy. But she has so much of love for her father, you can't kill it. Why? Because that man is my daddy. Well, not a physical sense of the word. It's his action and his deeds and his obedience to her sensitivity and her love can do that. Well, Muhammad the prophet is not our daddy. Perfect example in his nature is in every one of us. So Imam said, follow the Uswa, the nature of the prophet. Because when you say you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they walk around with sticks in their mouth, cleaning their teeth. They walk around sandals and coat out. They walking around with a stick. They walking around not pleasing to society. Why, brother, you groom and represent America looking like you from a foreign country. It ain't permissible. And you ain't winning no cases because everybody, I pity the fool that's with you. Oh, I know, but I read the Quran, so I should win this case. No, if you ain't worked hard to understand the law, you're going to lose. It has nothing to do with how you look and what you say. It's the law. If you don't know the law of this land, you're not going to make it. Stop saying who ain't a Muslim. It may not be in El Islam. I heard there was a brother that told a person that wanted to take Shahada, they said, why don't you learn El Islam before you take Shahada? I like that. Because he just wanted to get this woman that calls herself Muslim. And she can't have you, brother, without you saying that you recognize that you are Muslim. So he takes Shahada. But he didn't take Shahada because he believed in El Islam. He takes a holler because he got something he want now. Makes sense, don't it? This ain't no suit of clothing. You put it on when you want it and take it off when you want it. Allah created this religion. We don't need you. We welcome you. But study it first. And understand when you accept, you can't take it off. Well, we don't like this brother. He went back to Christianity. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, he'll make it. But you can't play with this. Go back to Christianity. You can get away with a whole lot of it, but not in El Islam. You have to be an upright human being. You can't be putting your hands on females, dictating the females, thinking that you're the ruler and she came from your rib. That's Islam. That ain't El Islam, and you ain't going to find Islam in the Holy Quran. You remember what Prophet Muhammad said, speak of what Allah asked us to speak of. So our brothers come from the foreign countries, and they had a meeting, and the brothers want us to get together to vote. And this is something New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, has established. But we ain't trying to take nothing from anybody. But one thing about me, I don't let no grass grow under my feet, and they allow me to speak. And I say what I believe I ought to say. And I open up with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's the way I open up. And I said, brothers and sisters, it is a necessity, not a luxury, for us to come together. And I'm not here to teach you an Arabic class. Thabit in the Holy Quran. Thabit what? Ittah, the established prayer first. That's what Allah says. Establish prayer first. So how are you going to do anything if you don't establish prayer? Well, how did we establish, unify it? I don't think so. And on May, inshallah, we will be in Bear Stadium making Juma prayer. All the masjids has agreed to that. All of them. Now, a lot of them was not there, but these masjids got 3,000, 4,000, 6,000 members. You think we worry about the guy got 40 people, 35 people, 60 people? Yes, we welcome you, but we ain't waiting for you, brother. You can stay out there where you are. But we invited the President of the United States to come in, and we want to do a Juma prayer. So the doctors have got together and agreed we should shut our masjids down. And then something just came to us because we got a Caucasian. I guess I'm pronouncing his name right, but he's a brother to us. Oh, he was with the President of the United States, number one man in Washington, D.C. And he said, this is a wonderful thing we are doing. Now, I'm sorry to say, brother, we gave this to an African-American, it won't go nowhere. One, he's fearful he might lose his position. And two, they ain't helping each other. That's the truth. That's the fact. And an Irishman. And I feel like I'm at home because House Speaker Chris Jackman helped me. He made sure I got all the necessary contracts for the governor. He was so proud of me, he used to stand in my ring at the prison. Chrissy had to say, no, Chrissy baby. He used to call him Chris Jackman, Chrissy baby. You can't stand in the ring like that. He went all over the world. He said, I can't stand in your ring. So I thought I was going to lose him. No. He was Johnny on the spot. But I learned how to do things because the Irishmen, years ago, they used to say everyone can vote but the Irishmen. They caught hell. Now they rule the law enforcers throughout America. Now they're senators and governors. Governor Burns, Irishman. Floyd, Irishman. Where's us? And they started from nothing and willing to teach us what politics is all about. They gravitated to Essex County, Union County, Shore Boy. Came right in. We gave them 1 hour notice. Called the senator, asked him, would he like to speak in front of the interface? He said, I'll be right there. See, that's what I'm talking about. But Chris Jackman, I used to walk in 2,000 court cases, be in a room with cigars. Because you could smoke back then. And he would say, my nephew had just walked in the room. He would stop. He would raise $2-3 million. He was the money getter. And he used to say, everybody would turn and see this black man, Muslim. He'd say, yeah, that's my son. I mean, my nephew, Marat Muhammad. Come on down here and sit. I'll tell you, Gibson ain't never did that, nor the Sharp James, nor the Booker. Powerful in this state. Because they walked me through the state, took me to the state troopers. Said, come on, invest in the state troopers. So you can kill this myth about we ain't a part of law enforcement. Ronald Saladin, you go up there and go over Cedar Grove, and on the wall is two black men. Got the same face, the same likeness. Who is it? Saladin. Why? Because he passed the acid test twice and became not one, two, twice as the keynote speaker for the state, for the sheriff department. Oh, we've been moving, brother. But we can't get it from us because us have nothing, so we got to go to them. One day I had a meeting at Don's 21 on 21 Highway. And we heard a helicopter. Me and Don walked down and said, what the? And that was Christie coming out of there. He was senator then. What's the matter? He said, man, I wasn't going to be late for your meeting. Isn't that something? He ain't going to be late for my meeting. We're close. You call your brother and say, hey, man, I want to do such and such and such and such. I like the part. And you get nothing. Hey, you want my resume? Okay, I don't know why, but I take over Symphony Hall. You get nothing. You call the county exec. He said, come on down, Marat, and see if you can buy this place. They just sold it because the guy rushed in because they thought Marat Muhammad was going to buy that place. And I would have. I had some powerful people, and he knows it. I made a joke. I said, why don't you give me some of my money back? You told me $30 million. You sold it for $23 million. Oh, brother, white folks don't play that understand who you are. Bro, this is going to be difficult to get you on this arena. That's why I gave it to you. And I want that PowerPoint presentation that he's doing for the county. It'll blow your mind. See, I respect doers, not lit professors that lose his master's and want to be in a restaurant and then call himself E-Man. E-Man with what? Your family? And then you want to get up and tell everybody you represent Muhammad the Prophet. Someone need a smack. Now, don't do that, brother. That's just a metaphor. You might kill him. But this is the problem. But I ain't going to let us go down that road. New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, we moving. We making things happen. Essex County, Essex and Ewing County, Shore Boy, we moving. We got the President of the United States. Y'all can sit there and play games, so let's talk about that. Well, Hillary Clinton, she's for the Jews. And they're all for the Jews. So what? You should thank the Jews. Because they don't have no money. Well, what makes them powerful? A whole lot of Jews is together here in America. A lot of people don't agree with Israel. But that's not our fight. But if you don't pick Hillary, if she gets in, then who are you going to pick? Oh, I ain't going to pick no one. See, that's the problem. We don't want to be a part of government. Because you got imams saying, this is shirk, brother. This is not Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if he know Muhammad the Prophet that well, why don't he go to hell back to his country where they blowing people up and teach those Muslims how to be like Muhammad the Prophet? Why is he over here, just came here, new to this country for 10, 15, 20 years, got his degree, ain't said a word. Now, today, we practice shirk. Now, I want to call it stupidity, but it could be an enemy. And that's how they talk. And then you wonder why they had 5,000 people in a graveyard praying behind a brother. Go up there now, they might have a 300. Because why? Allah is with that. You over top of somebody because you know Arabic. That's what you know. You don't know Arabic because if you know the Khalifa, you will never conduct yourself like that. But they don't know this religion. They complain, they claim they know it. But you don't see no progress. We've been in existence with a name for maybe 4 months, and look at us. Tomorrow you'll hear Elijah Bey. He don't put no cut on it. He give you word for word of Imam Waruddin Muhammad's tafsir. You should tune in. And it may help you. Because these are the words of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. He's not here to say it. And can't nobody tell him what not to say. We ain't playing no recording. Call up and put a lien on that. You can put a lien on any damn recording you want. But you can't put no lien on the human being. We know the tafsir of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. So you're going to listen to that. But you can't even pick up that phone. You can't even come on the radio if you're ill. So we got Michelle Muhammad, Sister Michelle, and she comes on right after him. And her story is about how to stay healthy, how to find your disease. And we make an announcement tonight. Imam Delnell Kareem on Thursday will have 2 hours because of Papa the Man. I said, brother, only if you accept. He said, yes, I accept. With open arms. You invite me to the Quran. And I said, we're going to send money to build that community in Chicago. Or he's going to show you how to go to the internet and see that beautiful building that was designed by a Muslim architect. Yeah, you ain't stopping us. And Saladin called and said, tell Imam Delnell Kareem he can have my hour. See, that's a team player. I'll move Saladin now into Friday because we got that beautiful brother the grandson of Booker T. Washington, Musa Muslim Abui, two masters, Tuskegee Institute, working on his PhD. I think he completes it this year, bringing us the history of who we are and where we came from. He says he's honored. No, we honored to have him. 7 to 8, and then Saladin Bilal will come on after. And we got two more surprises, but we ain't announced it yet, so Saturday I take until I find that which one will take over. And then Sunday comes our females. We thank Amira Wazir from Atlanta, Georgia, and she is doing a wonderful job in bringing educators, doctors, women that been through the struggle, women that came from the military, women that had to raise a family and marry and had children, but yet they are part of the community. And one from my own town, Newark, New Jersey, Camilla Tyson-Dean. Everybody know her by her Kiana. And she wore on national TV for years, her own program, came with her camera. She had Melva Moore on there. She had Mayweather's father. You know how much Mayweather made, but Mayweather wouldn't have been nowhere without his daddy. And I love when a man said, my son made me rich, so he's a millionaire. Had my sensei on the line. I'm glad she went and got him. He should be grateful that he's able to say who he is, because nobody don't really know him. But he can come through that struggle. All he got to do is trust in Allah. Let Satan will hold you back. What's for you, you got to get up and go get it. You can never give up, brothers and sisters. You give up on life, Allah will give up on you. Don't die a living life, but die the death of procrastination, the death of jealousy or envy. You got to die that before you can live. I wish I can convince him. You should never say, let Allah handle him. That's a curse on you. You put your pride in your pocket and you go see the son you created. I know for a fact that man loves him. But when you take a name from somebody, like, that's worse taking a belt. He wanted to have the KA system around the world. But in his illness, you have to come to him. He can't come to you. And if in fact he don't accept you, Allah will reward you abundantly. Because you do it for the sake of Allah. And I'm saying that open because I have a love for that man. He's a brilliant individual, writes his own books. There's nothing that he don't have that he didn't do. But it's not going to get out there unless you go out there to the world. All them turns you down. Everybody turns you down. But you don't give up, because Allah will not give up on you. You have Larry Holmes on this weekend. This is amazing. Coming on the El Islam radio show. But this El Islam is for all humanity, like Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see Jews, you will see Christians, you will see Hindus, you will see anything that got any individual has something to say, you are welcome to this station. Because El Islam is peace. El Islam is universal. El Islam is for every human being. But how would you be able to decide you want it if you know nothing about it? That's this station. You can bring me anybody you want, but if they got something to say that we need, you got the airtime. It don't cost you anything. See, we're a free spirit. We're a free spirit. And then they got me on Monday. I didn't choose it. Jacqueline Smith, an expert that knows the language, the boxing language, went to school for law, very articulate. She knows Murad Muhammad. She asked me some powerful questions. I enjoy it. This is how I write my book. I love my family, love my wife, but none of them step to the point. You know why, brothers and sisters? Because I talk too much. I don't get to the point. But yet, I'm successful. I'm known all over the world. So hell, if it worked, why are you trying to fix it? It ain't broke. Well, all I want to do is build a community. There's nothing in my name. This is a community. There's no family member going to come back and say, that's my daddy, that's my husband, and that's mine. Oh, hell no. I'm a student of Imam Walid Muhammad. what I give you is us. That's yours. And I leave here, you got it. But you will never step in on a community and talk about you control this. You don't control anything. This is for all humanity who wants to be a part of New Africa Excellence Enterprise LLC. That's what the man. You want to see who's with the man, brothers and sisters? Do me one favor. All you sisters that wants to be somebody or trying to be somebody or think you somebody, and all you brothers, Penny, go to each individual master and say, show me the deed. That's all you got to do is say, show me the deed. They ain't going to show it to you because it ain't in the community's name. That ain't the follower of Imam Waters Deen Muhammad. I tell you what he said. All of you who has a deed of these properties that was built by the Ummah, send me the deed so I can see it. Send me a copy. And only a few did it. That's a shame. But you won't do that. If you had went to court and put all them brothers under oath, they can't purchase themselves. Then you would find out who did what. I don't care if you got nothing out of it. You would have knew the truth. But the reason they didn't want to go to court, because they didn't want you to know the truth. So they nixed that, and all of a sudden they got out of that building. Right away, you tell me, well, what you do that for? Now you have nothing. And you got one building controlled by a family. That looks like something. That's not Islam, brother. I'm man enough to tell you that. But it doesn't bother me. I love the brothers. Hope it'll wake them up. Because I'm going to tell the truth. What is, what isn't. You know, I thank Allah, Allah that made me worldly. Because I don't need your accolades. So I said to my brother doctor, he said, come on, Rod, come help us to raise money. We want to give $250,000 to Hillary. I said, man, we come together. Y'all raised $150,000. It was only 50 people there with care. I respect them, but I don't see anything they did from the African-American Muslims. And I said it. Maybe they'll wake up. But if we come together, we don't need no $250,000. Let's raise a million or two. I can put Madison Square Garden in there. I can put Bill Parcell, who said he would come. I can bring in the real money, and if we're doing this for Hillary Clinton, they all will come. But there's no way we're going to give all that money elsewhere. I mean, that's the stupidest thing in the world. But Essex County Union County Straw Board will be in the seven figures. And I ain't doing it for no less. So we're going to raise $2 million. You can give any candidate you want some money. But I know I can put that kind of money in a restaurant that everybody would come, called Casino in the Park. He said, let's do it. See how Allah sends you help. He's one of the most beautiful masjid that they built in 2010 in Somerset. Three floors of space, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And land all around it. You can probably get about 700 cars in there. See, that's what I'm talking about. How could they do it and we can't do it? Because they came together. So I'm convincing them it's Allah. And you can't leave your Islamic brothers from America behind. Don't need them. It's going to happen with them or without them, because that's what I do. So I feel good when they say, Rod, you let Marad go to Joe D. Rod got them. He got the sheriff department. He got Joe D and them. They love Marad. I ain't say it, brother. And I give credit to Joe. Joe do have a love for me. I have a lot of respect for what he has done. I don't see an African-American on his level right now. And Saladin always told me there's two things we don't have in politics, a governor or a county exec. Well, until I see someone equal in Joe, I'm for Joe. Because Joe is for those who he respects. I walk in the party, everything stops. Joe D comes over and grabs and hugs me. I don't see it, but I seen them kiss tail. I'm called like I see it because I'm there. I'm talking about big politicians that look like us. What the hell is this? Yeah, that's what they do behind the door. I don't kiss nobody's tail, brother and sister, and I ain't got no ego. But I ain't conceited. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I'm convinced that anything good is already written. I'm convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. I ain't say it's going to be easy, but get the hell out of my way. Because I come with God's name. For the community. We're a community. If your sisters will come back to your community and your brothers out there will come back to the community, in 3 years, we will shock the whole country, more or less the world. Come back. This will be easy. So, yes, we got to put a candidate in office that would sympathize with us on ground zero. So come on in, Mr. President, because the Muslim is the well-kept secret in America. There's millions of us. And we will vote for the right candidate because we move as one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All of us come running. Hayat Salat, Hayat Salat. We're coming. Men and women and children. Allahu Akbar. We all down on ruku position. Backs bent. We move as one. Allahu Akbar. Send me a lot of Ramadan. We stand straight up again. Allahu Akbar. We down inside our prayer. Our head on the womb that birthed us. Our fingers next to our ears. Our toes bent. Our knees is bent. Like we in the womb of our mother. We move as one. And that's the way we're supposed to be for all humanity. That's the way we're supposed to be for economics. That's what we're supposed to do for home, food, and clothing. That's what we're supposed to do for education. How are we going to be able to talk to society and kill this myth? They don't know the difference from those who's in Islam and those who's in El-Islam. There's two differences, brothers and sisters. And so I told the brothers, I said, Zakat is your moral obligation. But the word intuku means spend. And spending, the word intuku is used more than zakat. Spend, this is in the Holy Quran. Spend in what? Spend in the way of your Lord. So what are you spending? Am I not spending my time for 2 hours and 2 days out of the week and whatever else? Isn't the brothers and sisters spending their time? Do you spend your time or do you spend your time having fun? Intercool. Spend. Greater than zakat. Isn't that amazing? So first we got to have atta. It's only three words. It's three words. That's with charity in the Holy Quran. Itta. Establish prayer first. So that's why we say Bismillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We establish and recognizing that God is great. We allow our soul to come alive and our spirit. And we now ready to give the words of God to everyone that want to listen. And what makes Allah so beautiful and so merciful, you can hang this foam up right now. And if you heard me, I planted the seed. But I don't have to cultivate it. I'm not Allah. So I don't have to cultivate it. You have to cultivate it. You is charged with it. So I'm going to give you another word. What is that word? Your taqwa. Well, we say it all the time. What is taqwa? Your God consciousness. If you ain't conscious of your everyday life, you're not going to make it, brothers and sisters. You have to live in this world. You can't cut this world off as a coward. Now, if you don't know, you're not a coward. But if you know, Allah says, work in this world, not outside this world. But what is this world? Paradise. You get up every day and work to see if you can do anything to bring a community together. That's paradise. You wake up and make sure your children are educated so they can be on the Salat to Mr. King. Paradise. Paradise is when you hear your husband giving to your damn. You in paradise. Not no clock. Not by yourself. Your husband. A human body. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's your husband. You can hug him and kiss them after prayer. You can sit there and conversate. You can dicker with your husband. You can walk out the house with dignity. To do what? To work in society. Well, how are you going to build a Medina? You don't even walk around and be around the people like a Donald Trump that don't even know the difference. Now, how can he not know the difference? We've been here for umpteen years. Oh, is he a devil? But his nature is Muslim. Who's talking to his Muslim nature? Nobody, because you're afraid of him. Yes, you got to tell him what God says. You don't threaten nobody. But you have to educate the people. Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, teach this deen, but don't change their culture. Who the hell are you to come here and change our culture? I told a beautiful sister today, I said, my sister, I can talk to you and try to motivate you, but if you're ill, I got to carry that sickness up first. So we want to do so many things, but we got a sickness in the air. We got a disease in the air. If we don't cut it out, it's going to kill us. Jealousy, envious, backstabbing, don't want real leaders, won't get the hell out the way. Now, brothers and sisters, they shutting down schools. They moving teachers that ain't producing. They shut companies down when you don't produce. They get rid of people that don't produce. There's men make $25 million a year, but they don't produce. They get rid of them. How the hell a broke man from the ghetto with nothing is over top of you, ain't producing nothing, but you won't get rid of them? And you know why they won't leave the buildings? Because they own them. So you can't throw them out. Well, hell, tell them to keep it. A lot of earth is spaces. Where there's an earth, we can build a masjid. Do like the preachers, man. Put up a tent. We put $20,000 during the summer, and by the time winter comes, we got money to build our own. We renting. You renting, and as soon as Caucasians see you get powerful, what do you do? Throw you out. You got to move over here. They throw you out again. You got to move over here. They throw you out again. You got to move here. They throw you out again. We got to move here. They got to throw you out again. And you think you're doing something. Yeah, you're doing something for yourself. But you ain't doing anything. Not to be a leader. But not least, we call everybody kafirs. You should look at that individual and say, brother, what is a kafir? I guarantee you they can't tell you. Remember, Wallace D. Muhammad taught us the word kafir has many meanings, but you ain't need to know too. So let me give you a picture and paint it for you. Now, I just told you what's going on. You now have it. But if you chose to not do the right thing, then you're a kafir in a bad way. So let me give you another metaphor. Brother, if you're messing with Sister Mary, and she's married because she just left her husband last week, but you had her physically, you're not charged with that because you didn't know and she didn't tell you. But I'm telling you, she's married. And if you decide that because she's good in what she does, you want her tonight, you're a kafir. But if you chose to tell her, I can't touch you anymore, a divorce, and you need 90 days, and I can't talk to you anymore, now you're a kafir in a good way. Because what is kafir? Garden of your consciousness. But if you discard your consciousness, you're a kafir in a bad way. And if you're guardian of your conscience, you're a kafir in a good way. So let's get it straight, brother. They use these words and never put it in perspective, and you just saying words. And Imam said, they knew all this Arabia, why they're not successful? Because you can't call on Allah and pray to God and don't be successful. I'm not talking about in your personal life. Hell, your wife will make you successful, but she ain't going for you losing and spending and so forth and so on. I ain't talking about that, brother. I'm talking about moving a community. Where's the followers you so successful? They robbing you. People coming in and robbing you. Dope dealers think they can play on you. Everybody in there hasn't done nothing. You cut off. You're like a herd. There's 5,000 moving, and you over there with 400 people. Well, compared to the herd, you by yourself. You on your own. You don't want to be a part of the Ummah. And this is why they come over here, and they don't want to be with that stupidity. But New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, is changing that in the middle, manifesting in front of all of you. Things are happening. In Essex County, Union County, Shoreboard, we are moving to the top. Now, how high can you go when you call the President of the United States? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Well, I thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening to me. Well, you can tune in every Tuesday, and you will hear how I see Al-Islam and humanity. And I speak for 2 hours. And then you will not hear me again until Monday unless the Saturday we don't fill those 2 spots because we save them for 2 special people. Then you may hear me on Saturday. Or I call Eli Obey, who jumps right in there and takes over, or Saladin Bilal. So those are the pinch hitters. They go wherever the community needs us. So you look forward for tomorrow. I reiterate to see Brother Imam Elio and to see Sister Michelle Muhammad about your diet and how you should eat. And on Friday, Musa, Imam Musa, Muslim Obui, and then you'll see Saladin will be back. Saturday probably will be me or one of the two I mentioned earlier. And then you have the 2 beautiful sisters. And Amira Tajuddin. And Amira will come on first. And Camilla will come on second on Sunday. And this is all in the evening. And then Monday, the life of Murad Muhammad in the world called boxing. Thank you for listening. May Allah bless you all for tuning in. I greet you from all the prophets, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the Arabic words from the Holy Quran, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.